Happy International Podcast Day. Yeah, I'm excited. I just learned about it, actually. This is On the Phone with Matt. I am Matt, and I am on my cell phone recording this because I have all of the proper equipment needed for a podcast. I actually do. They're in a box somewhere, and I don't know where that box is. Yeah, I just learned about International Podcast Day because I just started doing this podcast. As you know, I have one episode under my belt, and which is good because I'm a big guy. I don't have a lot of room between me and my belt, so one episode fits perfectly. Yeah, I joined a subreddit on Reddit. Of course, there are not subreddits on Twitter, and that's how I discovered it. That's how much research I did for doing a podcast. I just now learned for the last six years now, there is an International Podcast Day. So if you're on Twitter or I guess Facebook, Instagram, any kind of social media that does hashtags, you can hashtag International Podcast Day and check out all of the podcasts, all of them. Just do it. Take like a month off of work or school and just listen to podcasts 24/7. So to celebrate, I'm actually going to post this early now, as a matter of fact, today on the 30th of September. Septiembre, for my Mexican listeners, my Spanish-speaking brethren and sisterin, I don't know what that sisterhood, maybe, what? Yeah, I've come up with a schedule, I think, for this show. So I posted my first episode on Tuesday, was it, this week? So I'm going to do like every Tuesday and Friday, I'll post an episode. I've actually been recording some, and I'm good to go for like a week, maybe 2 weeks of shows. But this one is all new on the fly for International Podcast Day. I have to celebrate now if I'm part of the community. I have like, you know, two listeners, and I love you both. So yeah, what I'm going to do is, I guess I'll talk about this. And this totally throws off my rotation because I talk about more driving and cars and stuff in my next planned that was supposed to come out tomorrow episode. No, I'm going to do this instead. So when you hear that and hear the jokes I make about my first episode, you'll know why. One thing that I've wanted to talk about, and I have before, I've blogged about it, is restaurants that are kind of screwing you out of money. You know, and like just bad business practices. For instance, you know, if you go to, we'll just call out McDonald's because they are the ones that take the heat for everything that fast food restaurants do. And they really kind of deserve it because McDonald's just, they suck. I guess I'm not going to ever be sponsored by them. That's okay. I'm loving that. McDonald's, if you go there and you order, we'll just say you order a cheeseburger, just a regular cheeseburger, okay? And this happens at a lot of restaurants, not just McDonald's, though some are better for it than others. But if you order a cheeseburger at McDonald's, it comes with ketchup and mustard. Now, me, I don't like mustard. I much prefer ketchup and mayo, although I have learned that ketchup and mayo on a McDonald's burger doesn't really taste good. Not to me. I'm assuming it's their mayo. I don't know. I know if you ask for a mayo packet, it's light mayo. So maybe that's what it is. I really don't know. But the thing is, if you ask for no mustard, add mayo, 9 times out of 10, they're going to charge you for that mayo. Never mind that they are not putting mustard on it, so they're saving that money. They're not substituting. They're just adding and charging you for it. That's bullshit. 100% bad practice bullshit. That's bad business. I mean, I guess it's smart business on their end. They're ripping you off. Blatantly. It's not like you're adding tomatoes, which, you know, you're not substituting anything for them, unless you have them take off onions or something, pickles. Now, I know of one McDonald's that is near where I live now, currently, and it is the best of all of them. And I dislike McDonald's. But if I had to go to a McDonald's, that's the one I would choose to go to. The family, I guess, that owns it, they're awesome. I don't know if they own any other locations, but that one is miles, light years away from all of the rest of McDonald's. They do not charge for mayonnaise. They don't charge for tomatoes. One time my wife and I went there, we were having a bad streak where I think I was unemployed. It may have been during the pandemic. She was unemployed. We had no money. And we thought we did. And we went to that McDonald's and we ordered like dollar menu stuff. I think our total was like $4. It wasn't much. We didn't get anything because we didn't have any money. And when we pulled around to the window to pay, we discovered that we had no money. Our card was declined. And I apologized greatly because I hate doing that. I hate being that person. I've been there many times and it sucks. You know, but I hate ordering food and they make it and then, you know, they can't sell it to me because I don't have the money, so it goes to waste if they can't quickly sell it to somebody else or it sits under a heat lamp and goes bad. I don't like doing that, even to a place like McDonald's. But this particular McDonald's, I especially felt bad because, like I said, they're awesome. The lady at the window said, don't worry about it, pull forward to the next window. And they totally comped my meal. The only time I've ever had that done, anywhere. Yeah, this place is epic. And they almost always get the order right, which does not happen at McDonald's anywhere. So that happened. And then, they charge for mayo when they're saving money on the mustard. Now, if you go to McDonald's and you order a quarter pounder with cheese, that's how they're on the menu. That's how they come, with cheese. They actually have two slices of cheese. If you order a regular quarter pounder, I'm not sure. I always get cheese. Do they take money off if you don't get cheese? Is that an option? I know if you go to Taco Bell and order a burrito without cheese, you don't get money off. They're saving that money on one of the most expensive items on the burrito, apparently. Because according to restaurants, cheese is like the most expensive thing on earth. Eggs, Oh my God. Do you realize they charge more for an egg at a restaurant than a whole carton is worth? Why? Why do they do that? Because they can. Nobody's telling them otherwise. Millions of people every day stop at restaurants and get some kind of eggs. Egg McMuffin, scrambled egg, that fake scrambled egg scrambler shit they put on like everything at restaurants in the morning, at fast food places. Yeah, and it's expensive. One time I stopped at a White Castle because I love White Castle. I do not have to be drunk to eat White Castle. Back when I worked in radio for 4 years that I was the morning show producer, I had to be at work at 5 a.m. I would sometimes stop at White Castle and get like a 10-sack of cheeseburgers. And that was my breakfast. Yeah. So one morning I stopped at White Castle and I decided to get breakfast sandwiches. But I really don't like their sausage. And back then I didn't know you could get a burger, a slider, with egg on it. Or I would have done that. But I asked the lady who was taking my order, and she was a manager. She was a bitch too. I said, I really don't want sausage. I said, can I just get like egg and cheese on a bun? She said, yeah, but I have to charge you for a sausage, egg, and cheese. I said, well, then can you just like give me extra egg then? She said, I'll have to charge you extra. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to charge me for sausage that I'm not getting and then charge me extra for another egg? You got to be out of your fucking mind. You're telling me that one egg costs more than sausage? What the hell is in your sausage? What is it, like sawdust primarily? Yeah, and there was another White Castle I had stopped at before that, a few weeks before, where I had done that. I had ordered the sausage, egg, and cheese without the sausage, and the manager there at that White Castle said, I'm going to take some money off of your sandwiches since you didn't get sausage. He was the only one who's ever done it. At any restaurant ever, unless they actually had just an egg and cheese sandwich on the menu. Yeah, don't let them do that to you. There have been times that I've gone to a McDonald's and said, can I substitute my mustard for mayonnaise? Sure, you can do that. And then they charge me. In McDonald's case, I kind of understand why they charge for mayonnaise, because it seems to me like if they put mustard and ketchup on a burger, it's usually, like 90% of the time, it's usually the right amount. You know, it's not too much, it's not too little. But when they put mayonnaise on a burger, it's like they do it with a super soaker. Holy shit, it's swimming in mayonnaise. I like mayonnaise, but damn. I don't want to just taste mayonnaise. And that's what it always is with them. That's why I don't like their mayonnaise. It's not good. And I think people that don't like mayonnaise, that's probably the only mayonnaise they've ever had is the McDonald's mayonnaise. That's probably why they don't like it. Yeah. There's some other bullshit with restaurants, but I'm not sure. I know Taco Bell, for some reason, they have a thing with substituting. They don't know, like, sauces. I'm not a big fan of their creamy jalapeno sauce. And they put it on quite a few things. And like their quesadillas. I love their chicken quesadillas. And if you haven't tried this yet, you should sometime, especially if you like ranch. But I will have them take the creamy jalapeno off of the quesadilla and put the avocado ranch on there. Oh my God. Delectable. So delicious. Yeah. And you know what they do? They put in on the menu, no creamy jalapeno, add the ranch. And what does that do? Charges me like 30 or 40 cents for the ranch. When they should be substituting and not adding. And they do that all the time. And that's the bullshit that pisses me off. They are ripping you off. Just recently, I stopped at a Wendy's and I got a large fry. And I noticed the fry container, the fries cost the same, but the fry container was thinner than it used to be. It was the same size, essentially, as far as tall and wide, but the thickness, the deepness of the package, the whatever, the box, it was like thinner. So it held less fries. That's how they get you. Yeah, I remember like 25 years ago or so, there was actually an article in our local newspaper about how White Castle was announcing they were going to use 10% less beef in their hamburgers and their patties. That's all they give you in the first place is 10%. Holy shit, they're taken away and the price keeps going up? How does that work? How can I go to McDonald's and get a double cheeseburger for, you know, $2? Or I can go to White Castle and get a double cheeseburger that's a quarter of the size for $2.50, $3. Where is that money going? Are their cows made of gold? I know their cows have holes in them because their burgers do. Must be the same cows that makes Swiss cheese. Yeah, there you go. There's a internet conspiracy theory. The cows that produce Swiss cheese also make White Castle burgers. And that's another thing that I hate about restaurants. They all follow trends. Nobody wants to be a trendsetter. They want to be a trend follower. And it's disgusting. Do you know that for like 70 years, White Castle, 70 or 80 years, White Castle was the only place that sold sliders? That was a nickname given to their burgers because they slide right down your throat. That was the joke. And now, out of nowhere, one day, I remember, I saw some restaurant advertising, it was like Applebee's, was serving sliders, little burgers. And I was like, so they just fucking stole White Castle's idea? And then, what happened? Now it's like, everywhere you fucking go, the restaurants serve sliders. If I was White Castle, I'd be pissed. But they're still the kings of sliders, so fuck everybody else. Yeah, it happens all the time. Buffalo Wings, that was another one. When they got really popular, They were popular for a while. Wing places were. I was working at a local pizza place. It's like a huge chain here in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is famous for this place in Cincinnati. Like, you may have heard about Cincinnati chili and other places. You may have heard about Getta, which is a German sausage that we only really make and sell and eat here in Cincinnati. You may have heard of that in other places. But I don't think anybody in other places have ever really heard of this particular pizza chain. Because it's essentially a fast food, fancy Italian eatery. They like to think they're a real, authentic Italian dining experience, but it's like a sit-down, family, fast food place. Yeah, I worked for them long enough to know they advertise that they use their old family recipes for things, and they don't. They did years ago. But now they've switched all their crap out for generic, cheap stuff that any restaurant can order and use and sell. And their prices are outrageous. They're one of the most expensive places to eat in the area. And you're eating subpar food. But I remember working for them back in like 2000. And one of the sons, the founder of the company, I guess he was still like the head of operations, the CEO. But his sons worked for him and they were like high up on the, you know, the scale. They're currently the owners of the place. He retired. And one of the sons stopped by our location. We were in a strip mall with a Buffalo Wild Wings down at the end of the mall. We were like five or six stores down the way. And he said, we had a meeting, you know, where he pulled everybody from the store into the kitchen. And he said, we're excited to announce we're going to start selling Buffalo Wings. And I raised my hand and said, you mean like Buffalo Wild Wings right down the way here that specializes in that? And he didn't answer me. Why would he? You know, what did I know? Because they're such a huge thing. They're such a huge item at every restaurant. People love Buffalo Wings. I do. And honestly, that restaurants aren't that bad. I like them. They're baked. No, they're not. They're deep fried. I did work for another pizza company that baked their wings, and those were fantastic, too. Oh, man. But, yeah. It's just, you know, the buffalo wing thing. You can get them from any restaurant now. I'm surprised McDonald's doesn't have them. They did. They were all right, I guess. But, you know, McDonald's also had pizza at one point and spaghetti. So, and those were terrible. Absolutely horrendous. Yeah, I mean, ugh. Thank God that happened when I was a kid. And I, you know, I don't remember anymore what they tasted like, but I remember they sucked. The pizza was like cardboard. Yeah. And I don't know if there's any more of these around, but I do remember stopping at one restaurant back in the day. It was a, like a franchised Pizza Hut that didn't survive. It didn't last long, and it's probably because of this. But my buddy and I went there to eat once, and you were allowed to get one refill of your drink for free. After that, you had to pay. Yeah. That's probably why they went out of business.
I just got a job at a gas station, and we get free fountain drinks through our whole shift. But this place had to charge for refills. Yeah. Actually, one of our Cincinnati chili places, my favorite, personally, as a high schooler, we used to go down the street. We'd walk down the street after school and hang out at this location there for like an hour, talking, having a good time. Some kids would, you know, order something to eat. I never had money, so I just got a bowl of crackers and I'd put a little, they were like oyster crackers. And I'd put a little bit of hot sauce in them and eat those. And that lasted for like a month. And then they started charging a quarter for the little bowl of crackers because that's all I was getting. I guess a lot of us were doing that, so they had to start charging. Yeah, so that might be what happened. I know that particular Pizza Hut was right down the street from another high school, a neighboring high school to mine. And they probably got a lot of students in there after school who just wanted to sit around and drink pop, you know, because they could get free refills. So this place adapted a no free refill policy. I don't know. That could be it. Across the street from my school at the time was a McDonald's, and it was one of the worst. They closed and moved down the street, and they did that while I was in high school, and it's still a terrible, terrible, terrible McDonald's, but it's one of the busiest because it's right on the corner of a major intersection, and it's like partners with a Shell gas station. They're like in the same building, you know? Half and half. So people stop there to get gas and they also grab something to eat. The drive-thru is always wrapped around the building and slow as hell. And your food, your order is always wrong or cold or just made wrong, whatever. You get the wrong shit. Yeah. But when it was across the street from the school, we used to get out of school and we would, like, when it was hot out, especially when it was hot out, they would sit a like a little round igloo cooler full of water. It had the little tap on the side with ice water. And they would have like a little stack of plastic cups there. And you could just walk up and get one and fill it with water and go sit down and drink it. So a lot of us would do that after school just to hang out if we didn't go to the chili place. And after like a month of that, they started charging a quarter for the water. And it was their idea to put the water out in the first place. They drew us in with the free water and then charged us. Yeah. And it was like, you know, I guess to pay for the plastic cups we were using. And this was back in the mid-90s when a plastic cup was like a penny. So yeah, they couldn't eat that penny, I guess. Oh, interesting little tidbit. When that McDonald's closed and moved down the street to the intersection, the chili place, the Cincinnati chili place we went to where I ate the crackers and hot sauce, they closed and moved into the old McDonald's location. And it's not the same. The other place had a vibe, you know? It had a nice feeling to it. You go in, you feel like, you kind of feel like you're at home. The staff were all friendly. Everybody knew them. Now it's just a, you know, it's an old McDonald's. It's kind of crappy. Doesn't have the same feel. The employees suck. At least in my couple of experiences there, they did. And lastly,
to kind of wrap up my International Podcast Day podcast. Woo! Hashtag International Podcast Day. I've noticed that restaurants have, and not just restaurants, the gas station where I work does this too. They have, I'll just say my gas station, for instance. We have large cups at the fountain and extra large cups. So essentially, we have medium cups and large cups. Why do they do that? It's marketing. That's all it is. It's marketing. You know, you can go to other restaurants and get like a medium, large, or extra large. What? You mean a small, medium, and large? Because that's what it is. Just renamed, rebranded. Marketing, man. Marketing sucks. Trends suck. And you all fall for it. Hell, I fall for it sometimes. Sometimes we can't help it, but fall for it. Like when I go get a fountain drink and I grab a large or an extra large. I don't want an extra large. I want a large. But it's called extra large, even though it is a large. Hell, there's one gas station. They got rid of their small, medium, and large. Now they have like large, extra large, super, and maximum, I think. Maximum? That's going a little extreme, isn't it? A maximum cup. Yeah. Oh my God. You can even see that with like candy bars. They have king size candy bars. Those are the really big ones. What about a queen size? We don't have, you know, and it seems to me like women like chocolate a little bit more than men do, don't they? I know that's the case with my wife and I. Every woman I've ever known, my mom, oh my God, she loves chocolate. She doesn't eat it all the time. She's trying to be healthy. She makes fudge a lot. She loves fudge. My wife does too. So it would seem to me like these candy bar companies would cater to women because women love chocolate. So make a queen size bar. When was the last time England had a king? They've had Queen Elizabeth for what? 1,000 years now? She was 100 when I was 10. And I just saw the other day there was I think it was Snickers. It was a double pack. It was one, it was like one long candy bar, double pack. But in that double pack were two not regular sized candy bars. They were just a little shorter than a regular sized candy bar. So was it really a double pack? No, it was two smaller regular bars. Just broken half. It was a long one, broken half. That's all it was. Marketing. It's all in wordplay. And also, you know, I know I said lastly like 10 minutes ago, but I keep thinking of this stuff. If you go shopping and you see something that costs a certain amount, but you want more than that, usually you're going to save money if you buy two of that instead of one of the larger. I'll tell you what I mean. I went to a grocery store one day, and they had their brand of pop on sale, or soda, whatever you say, whatever you call it, cola, Coke. They had their brand on sale. You could buy a case, 24 cans, for a certain price. It was like whatever it was, $4.99, $5.99. Or you could buy two 12 packs for half of that. Or I mean one 12 pack for half of that. But if you bought two 12 packs and got the same amount of pop as the case, it was a penny less. See, you have to be savvy about this. You have to be smart. Take a little calculator with you. Hell, you probably have your cell phone with you. It comes built with a calculator on it. Do the math. You know, if you see like a package of ground beef and it says special price save when you buy a three pound package compared to a 1 pound. Do the math. Just check it out. You might actually save more if you buy 3 1-pounders than 1 3-pounder. Maybe. I don't know. You never know. So, that's my street smart guide to shopping. And my infinite wisdom, my infinite knowledge. I will make this point last. I want to call out Frisch's, big boy. You sons of bitches. I just went to, maybe a month or two ago, my wife and I stopped at one for the first time since before the pandemic started. We used to go all the time. We love their food. I am a huge fan of the Super Big Boy. Love it. But here's a little bit of knowledge for you. The Super Big Boy is what the regular Big Boy started off as. And over the years, they started charging more for the Big Boy and using less beef per patty until they got to where they're at now, which is like the, you know, each of their patties is basically the equivalent of a White Castle patty on a regular sized bun. With the tartar sauce and pickles, you don't even taste the meat. And you taste all bun, tartar sauce, pickle. It's terrible. So then they brought the Super Big Boy out to charge you even more, but give you what you used to get in a Big Boy. And this last time we went, I got a Super Big Boy, and it was, I looked at my wife and said, I think they gave me a regular Big Boy. No, it was a Super. They've made those patties smaller again. Pretty soon they're going to put out an Extreme Big Boy, or a Maximum Big Boy, and it's going to be a Super Big Boy. The Super Big Boy is going to be a Big Boy, and the Big Boy is going to be like a slider. Give me what you gave me before. I will pay extra because I know prices go up for everybody. But don't lose your quality. As soon as you lose your quality, you lose your customers. That's my advice to you. Because we haven't gone back, and I won't. All right. I've wasted enough of your time. I hope you packed a lunch. I'm going to give you a break now until Tuesday. Happy International Podcast Day, everybody. Go listen to your favorite podcast now that you're done with this one. And we'll see you on the flip side. Have a good weekend.